Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Lachlan Torres. I do vocals for the metal band Seeking Tragedy. In my band is also Nate Velasquez, who writes all the instruments and plays drums. Then we have Chris Evans on bass, and we have Ethan Dillingham on lead guitar. We decided to start this project because me and Nate were in a band together before this, and it wasn't really working out. We didn't have a lot of say in it, and it wasn't the direction that we really wanted. Especially not me, because I wasn't going to be able to use my clean singing a lot. So I left the band, and then shortly after, Nate also left the band, and he hit me up, and he said, hey, do you want to do something together, just you and I, and start something new? And so that's how we started this project, because we were able to see eye to eye better, just him and I. That band was more about being progressive and being experimental and being really techie. It was almost like tech death in a way, technical death metal. And I wanted something that was a little more accessible to a wider audience, something with hooks in it, choruses, clean and screaming, and like an actual song structure. And we used more music theory to make it just flow better. I would say that the starting of Seeking Tragedy was last January 2018. That's when we finally met together and started writing. I think we had one whole song done pretty much by February. We had our first song written. So 2018, it was a lot of writing that year and just figuring out our sound, and we practiced the song sometimes, but it was just two of us, so we weren't really sure like what we were going to do about shows, and that was a big part of the year, just trying to find members. We spent so much time auditioning people. We went through like 100 people like that auditioned and were supposed to join the band that didn't quite pan out. At the end of 2018, we still didn't have any permanent members, except for Nate and I, and we did start playing a few shows, and that was an interesting experience to just have two people in a metal band. Like, it makes sense, maybe a techno band or something, but having a metal band is kind of a weird setup, but it was fun. We got our name out there a little bit, but people after the show would be like, so what's up with just two people on stage? And it's like, don't ask that. It doesn't matter. It's we fine. Put on a good show. Learning to scream was hard in the beginning. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. In the last band, I was trying to do the same thing with singing and screaming. And I knew how to make the noise, but I didn't know how to make it properly and comfortably. So I wasn't able to do a whole lot with it, and it was hurting my voice. Like, after practicing three songs, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't talk. And the whole next day, I'd have a scratchy throat. But I've always wanted to learn to scream. Like, it's important to me. It's something I want to include in my music. So I worked really hard to try and learn, and I finally found a vocal coach that specializes in screaming. He's all the way in Denmark, but I started Skype lessons with him, and it's been really helpful. He helped me approach screaming in a way that it's not like this harsh thing. You don't view it as a harsh thing anymore. It's just a different vocal technique on top of voice. As far as the difference between switching between the two, clean singing is on your true vocal folds. It's the ones we use for talking. While the screams I do are on what is called your false chords. They kind of sit above your vocal folds. And you need to learn to engage those. And it can be really hard because it needs a lot of air to engage it. But you don't want to engage your true chords in that, or else they'll slam together really hard and it hurts. So you've got to learn to use a lot of air, but send it to the exact right spot so you can make that kind of death metal scream. And so once you know how to do it and you get used to the sensation, you got to like familiarize yourself with the feelings in your throat. Once you get used to that, it's like very easy to switch on and off. It's just a matter of, I want to use these chords, now I want to use these chords. And so it's just like switching a different switch. I started singing lessons just because I had no direction in life. Without college, I had a lot of time and I had some money, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with myself. So I always wanted to sing, so I signed up for singing lessons, and I was nervous just signing up for singing lessons because I was very shy. I was more shy back then than I am now. And I remember the first time singing in front of my voice teacher, I was like shaking so bad. So I wanted to sing for myself, just so I'd sound good, you know, in the shower, in the car, when I'm singing along to my songs. I never was planning on joining a band in general. Like, that was never the plan. I just wanted to sing, kill some time, now that I was out of school. And then, like, I realized I was actually getting pretty good, and I'm like, you know, I'm not too bad. I think I could go audition for some bands. And I had mental battles, like, justifying singing lessons. I'm like, this is so stupid. Why are you doing this? Because I was fresh out of college. I should be focusing on so many other things. I need to get a full-time job. Like, I was just working part-time, and I should be saving my money for this and that adult crap. And then here I am, just spending money on getting singing lessons. And I'm like, this is so stupid. What is your plan with this? Like, why are you doing this? There's no... Because, I mean... In society, there's always got to be an end goal to everything. You can't just do things for the sake of doing things. And so I had to try and justify, you know, singing lessons to myself. But I'm just like, nah, I just want to be able to sing. I want to be able to sing to the songs that come on the radio and not feel like I am making everyone's ears bleed. That's really it. Having a band that does clean singing, that's like very clean, no grit to it, versus harsh singing, full-on gutturals, death metal vocals, it's not necessarily a new concept. A lot of the times you hear it in bands, like metalcore bands that have male singers that will kind of do a soulful, almost like pop Justin Bieber type voice, and then all of a sudden they'll do this kind of scream, and so it creates a huge dichotomy, and people either love it or hate it. They'll either be like, oh yeah, I love nice pop vocals and I love metal and it combines the two. Or some people will be like, what is Justin Bieber doing in the metal scene? Why are they singing like that? So some people will be like that. As far as women doing it though, it's somewhat newer just because there's not been that many women. But because a lot of it has been women will do singing and then they'll do more of, it's called a fry scream. Like a lot of women will do more of, it's almost like a yelling, gritty voice, but it's not full-on death metal scream. There's a big difference between that, like even in technique. So having someone that does clean singing and death metal type screams is somewhat newer. The only band I know of that has a female that does that is Ginger. And then there's other bands that have clean and screams, but like I said, they're not death metal screams. Like In This Moment does it, but she doesn't do the death metal type screams. They're just more of a raspy yell.
If we're fighting forever, this
So being a woman in metal, it has its pros and cons. There's a lot of old school thinking in metal. Of course, it's not everyone. Like, this is, it's the vocal minority that have problems with females in metal. In the scene, there's still definitely a majority that's male. Like, the audience and the musicians lean very heavily towards male. Like, even when I look at our Facebook analytics and see who's listening to us, it's like 78% men. So being a woman in a metal band, people are going to view it like one of two ways. They're going to be like, oh, that's really awesome to see a woman, you know, a powerful woman up on stage. Or a lot of the times with metal, and this is sadly the case still with the metal scene, women get viewed as kind of a gimmick. Like, men will say, you know, just a pretty woman up there, they're just going to get famous because she's a woman. Get written off a lot of the time. You had to prove yourself. You had to work harder than men for the most part. Like, men doing harsh vocals, even if they're not that great, it's just kind of accepted. You're a woman doing harsh vocals and for some reason you're just judged more. It's like, oh, she's not doing it right. She doesn't have the voice for it. She doesn't go deep enough. It's not powerful enough. I hate when women try and scream. There's some people that just don't like females in metal in general. They don't want to hear women's voices. They don't want to see it. They don't think it's a space for women. They think it takes away from, like, the powerful, you know, brutality of metal, which is just silly. Like, they don't think women can be as strong or powerful as men, and we obviously can. There's been women in metal for a long time. Like, I mean, you go back, and there's women in rock and metal, but there was never a ton of them. And there's become more and more, but it's still somewhat of a new concept. Like, it's newer to have so many women in metal right now. Like, there's a lot of awesome female-fronted bands, but that hasn't always been the case. And so they're kind of new to the scene, and it's not the tradition, I guess. It's not traditional to see a woman fronting a metal band. You're used to seeing a guy, and that's how it's been for a long time. Like, the mainstream metal bands used to be all men, and now women are coming in, and they're getting more exposure, and with more exposure, you know, comes growth and comes more women and more acceptance, but it also comes with more questioning and more doubting. That's how it is with, like, anything new. And I feel like right now in metal, we're at a place where we're, like, right on the cusp of it no longer being a big deal. That's what I hope, at least, that it's just gonna be, like, normal. You see a woman in metal and it's like, okay, yeah, whatever, just another band. Like, I don't want it to be a detriment or a selling point, you know? I don't want people to be like, oh, I just want to listen to this band because they have a girl. People pay way more attention to your appearance. No one cares about, you know, guys just get a weird torn jeans and a baggy t-shirt and it's like, oh, cool. Women, if you dress too nice, it's like, oh, well, you just want to be seen. You're just in a band to get views and to be famous. If you don't dress nice enough, it's like, oh, well, she's not pretty. And then, you know, people will dish you in the comment section. And so it's a lose-lose situation. You can't be too pretty, too playing it down, you know? I don't think that your appearance should have anything to do with the music, but for women, a lot of the times, it's hand in hand. Like, how people feel about the music is tied into the women's appearance, which is stupid. But that's just some of the metal scene. That's just, like, a vocal minority, like I said. I'd say the majority of metal people are just as progressive as the rest of, you know, our generation. The great thing about being a woman in metal is that you are opening up a new space for women at shows and also inspiring other women to become musicians. One of the most incredible parts of being in Seeking Tragedy so far is playing shows and having other women come up to me after the show and saying, wow, that was incredible. Your like a queen. They'll call me a queen, and they just seem so excited to see someone they can relate to, seeing someone that looks like them up on stage. And because even the audience, all the other bands, they're all guys, and so women at the shows will tend to just kind of be pushed aside, and they don't really have anywhere where they fit in. Like, you'll see guys go out to the other bands, and they'll be chatting with them, talking about gear and stuff, and then the women are just kind of left to the side after the show. But after the show, they can come up and they can talk to me, and they know they have a comfortable spot to be in. They know, they feel like they belong there, because I'm there. So if I'm there on stage, then of course they can be there in the audience. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, and they're welcome there just as much as anyone else, and they feel like they fit in, because they do fit in. It makes them feel powerful, and it makes me feel powerful. You're about to hear Arm Your Pride, our latest single. It is very brutal. It's a lot heavier than our last single, Slow Burn, so get ready. You can find our music online on any streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, all of that. And then if you want to keep in touch with us, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Mercy.
Roll down into the depths.
two shows coming up this month. There is one at the Loading Dock on October 4th. It's a local showcase, so that should be fun. And then on October 8th at Urban Lounge, we will be opening for Nightclub, a really cool electronic rock band. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundways, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Are you in a local band? Send in your album to reviews at slugmag.com for a review. All you have to do is attach your audio files and put local in the subject line.